Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Ann Cochran, the Health Navigator and Public Information Officer for the Dallas County Health Department. First of all, Ann, thank you so much for joining me this week.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
So let's just start with talking about the latest on the Dallas County and Iowa Public Health response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, one of the things that we've had questions from the community about recently is face masks. Do we wear them? Do we not wear them? Who should wear them? And so forth. And Dallas County Health Department has updated information from the CDC with guidance on that to our website. So if you go to just the general Dallas County website, right on the home page, it says COVID-19, and you can click on that and then scroll down, and there's lots and lots of information, but there's a little info graph that shows a picture, you know, like little icons of different things, so that there's one of an individual with a mask across, and it says, cover your mouth and nose when you're around others, and it gives a lot of details. So hopefully if people are going to our website and they're looking, that they're getting updated information.
For sure. Now, I know when we talked last week, you mentioned that in a place like rural Dallas County, wearing a face mask at all times when outside in the public isn't overly necessary. Is that still the case, or are you kind of going more towards just better be safe than sorry?
Well, we're saying, again, that when you go out in public, when you're interacting with others, we don't want folks to think that if they're outside in their yard by themselves or just with their family that they live with, that they need to necessarily wear a mask. They certainly may if they want to, but it's not necessary in that situation. For example, if you have a necessary trip to the grocery store or you need to go pick up medication from a pharmacy, those types of things, it's a high chance that you're going to be close or, you know, in close proximity to someone outside of your immediate family that you're living with. And in those situations, you should go ahead and cover your mouth and your nose.
All right. Now, that segues into my next question, which is, what are kind of the current physical distancing do's and don'ts that you would recommend?
Oh, we're continuing with the distancing. Certainly physical distancing is one of the keys to us keeping down the spread of COVID-19. And if you stay home, stay inside as much as you can, we're going to decrease the chance of it spreading. If you have to be out in public, please stay at least 6 feet away from others. That is data-driven, that recommendation. They didn't just randomly pick 6 feet. It is the distance that the droplets could possibly carry through the air.
All right. Now, the cases in Dallas County, according to the most recent reports, over the last couple of weeks have kind of stayed steady. In fact, most of the people who have contracted it, according to your data dashboard, have actually recovered already. What would you attribute that sort of tabling of cases here in Dallas County to?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with people are being compliant. It's not easy to have such a drastic change in your lifestyle, to stay home, to work from home, to have your children at home all the time. But evidently it's working because we're having fewer situations with it rampantly spreading among the community. And it's very important for us to realize that Iowa has not had its peak yet. There's still a lot of the virus germs out there, so we need to continue with the physical distancing for a few more weeks.
For sure. Now, most of the cases, as reported by the Department of Public Health, have been in nursing home facilities, senior care facilities, that sort of thing. There's definitely no shortage of those here in Dallas County. What have those facilities in Dallas County been doing that maybe the other ones haven't been doing and should maybe try to look into?
Oh, I don't believe I have the correct information that they would be able to compare like that. I do know that the guidelines have been for workers in long-term healthcare facilities to take every precaution to protect both themselves and then to protect as they move from one resident to another as they're taking care of people. I'm not sure what to attribute the sudden spread. It may have been that some of the infection began before anybody realized it.
Okay, makes sense. Now, anyone who's been keeping track of your social media for the Dallas County Health Department has seen that you've recently received some community donations. Talk about what that has meant to your staff there at Public Health and what it means to have such good community support.
Our communities have been very generous in coming forward and doing all sorts of things. There's been restaurants and convenience stores who have offered food and other goods. There have been many, many instances of people or businesses who don't normally deliver who are doing that. So I think that that's a great thing for people to think of how they might be helpful in this situation. And we appreciate the businesses stepping forward and doing that too.
Absolutely. Well, a couple more questions I have here for you. What are some current resources that people can access that Public Health and the CDC and yourselves have available to them?
We rely a lot on the CDC for accurate information and the Iowa Department of Public Health. We pay close attention every day to Governor Reynolds' press conference, and we know that those are reliable sources. On our website, we list reliable data-driven websites, such as under the mental health resources, things like the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA, which they're very much research-based, and the help that they offer online and by phone is something that people know that they're getting good quality. Also, things like when we list the Dallas County food assistance that's available, it goes beyond just the traditional food pantries to the extended help that's happening right now, such as the free school meals that are being offered through the Department of Agriculture program that each school has. So we try to offer things that are on our website, we forward information that is accurate.
Absolutely. One last question I have here for you has to do with the mental health aspect of the COVID-19 pandemic. Obviously, a lot of people staying indoors, physical distancing, social distancing, that can really kind of take its toll after a long time. So what are your latest recommendations for people kind of beating these isolation blues?
That's a great question, and I appreciate that. We really, really encourage everyone to reach out by phone, by social media, email, whatever is your favorite way. Just make sure that you're reaching out to a variety of people every day and having the level of social interaction that you typically have. So if you're the type of person who typically interacts with many, many people in your workplace or just in your regular life, go ahead and try to replicate that by making an effort to reach out to others. If you are usually by yourself quite a bit, either on the job or at home, this might not be that different for you, but don't be surprised if you start getting phone calls from others.
Absolutely. Well, Ann Cochran with the Dallas County Health Department, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
One thing that has been brought to our attention is that people are wondering about donations, and we've had inquiries about, is this a legitimate organization? As always, we caution everyone to look into anything before making any kind of a donation. Make sure it's a legitimate organization. There's a lot of opportunity for scams right now. People are being scammed because they're afraid or they feel like they need to do something, they need to help, but in fact, what they're being asked to do is illegitimate, you know, not anybody who's deserving their money.
All right. Important safety tip there. Well, thank you so much for joining me this week and for all the information. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ann Cochran. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.